Let's begin with Article 1 of the Constitution of the United States.
Listen up. This matters. I'm Lewis Black, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute with ACLU attorney Bill Newman.
Quote, all legislative powers shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. The Constitution then provides that Congress has the power to declare war, to make rules concerning captures on land and water, and regulation of the land and naval forces, and to define and punish piracies and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the law of nations. Congress also has the power to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, and to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, that's the 18th century word for tariffs, and excises, and to regulate commerce with foreign nations. Congress shall have the power, and then the power to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers and all other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States or in any department or officer thereof. Raising the question, what has Congress been doing and what will it or won't it do? How will it act during this critical time in our nation's history?
The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the American Civil Liberties Union, because freedom can't defend itself.